Black Larry King on iHeartRadio.
The Black Larry King. The Black Larry King.
This your boy Jit Chronicles, and you're listening to the hottest motherfucking mixtapes that's out right now. The Black Larry King, hosted by my motherfucking DJ Face Mob. Ma, check it out, respect it. Now, nigga, get the fucking to it. The Black Larry King.
Marvin over.
Trey.
The Rap. Ground Hard Radio.
You're live with the city's hottest DJ. DJ.
The Black Larry King.
The Black Larry King.
The Black Larry King.
Shit gonna make me spit, gonna make me rip on a nigga wanna trip on a nigga wanna talk that shit. I dip on a nigga, I rip on a nigga, I bash him, my bash him. Running on the block, nigga don't know about now. They rock up on your block, gay cock, a liquor shot. What they do, my nigga, what it is, get money all over this shit. We rock, coming in and over my mind. Fuck around, I'm on your block. The Black Larry King, 90429, and I do it for the motherfuckers. Civilized, one at a time. Step aside, try to take my shot. I civilized all these guys, then I take them down the side. I be in another lane, and you know I do my thing. Cup in the chains, and I told these niggas change the game. Got a mafia, so about that bread. Hood loud key, never fuck with feds. About that bread, nigga know what I mean. About that greed, about that bread. Never hit that infrared. One time and two times, I lick shots, and I'm on my rolling up my city, and I'm with it. Boy, I get it. Boy, I'm hard act to follow. Boy, you know I straight kid. Boy, I'm in fuck shit. You know I'm on the top. And then I ride on your city. I lick the shot up on your block. I'm too hot. And I'm way too gone. And you niggas got me wrong. Boy, this ain't no sad song. And this ain't no free smoke. Watch you get it broke. Hanging on the rope. And you know I'm from the METRO. Metro. Where they get that dope. Sling them things overseas on the kilo. On the boat. When he wrote for the low, got the thing in the cream, and he know man in between. Gotta get the cheese, boy. Do it for the cheese, boy. Do it for the hustle. Ain't no bustle. I don't trust it, so I dash it. Boy, I put you in the motherfucking river. Nigga, ain't no sliver, no snake. Fucking with face to dominate in your state. The Black Larry King, yeah. My,
the Black Larry King.
My,
the Black Larry King.
Check game on
the Black Larry King.
Grind Hard Radio, you bastard.
Grind Hard Radio. Black Larry King, baby.
Wicked and weakness. You gotta see this. Yeah.
I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finesse a nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips, in fact I'm down in this. Douce with my boobay tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie girl with my base stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too busy once you let me do the extras. Pull up on your block, then break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM funk. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the
what you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Be humble.
Bitch, sit down.
Be
humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the fuck off my stage, I'm the same man. Get the fuck off my dick, that ain't right. I make a play fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama's couch in polo black. Ay, this shit way too crazy, ay. You do not amaze me, ay. I blew cool from AC, ay. Obama just paged me, ay. I don't fabricate it, ay. Most of y'all be faking, ay. I stay modest about it, ay. She elaborated, ay. This that Grey Poupon, that AV on that TED Talk. Watch my soul speak, you let the meds talk. Ay, if I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up,
bitch. Sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up,
sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble.
Bitch,
sit down.
Like their team. Turn the fuck up. We're hard with you.
Good live studio.
Grind to die.
What up, kids?
Grind. Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. 3, 2, 3, 6, 9, 3, 30, 40, 3. Chronic closing, got him out of your show. B-shot,
he's
out the rap. Nah, black, man, just gave
B-B.
DS Media, Love Jam. Charles Villager, yeah, we win it.
We win it.
Grind on.
Alright, man, it's Grind Hard Radio on a special night and motherfucking time, man. It is the Black Larry King mixtape release party, man. So make sure you check out the official website. That's grindhardradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get all the latest updates. You can download the show for absolutely free on iTunes, and you can check us out in syndication on collegeundergroundradio.com. Team, let me tell y'all something. I had to turn up tonight, nigga, goddamn it. I felt like I was Kendrick Lamar. This is my first mixtape shit. Like, nigga.
Okay.
I would have came this motherfucker on the helicopter if I could. You dig? So,
I know that's right.
Hey, I'm excited. I got my people in the motherfucking building tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got an exclusive panel. They're going to do a Q&A with your boy. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take it to the phone lines. We got motherfuckers out there. If y'all got questions for me, anything. If you want to create your motherfucking mixtape, we're going to do it all tonight right here. You know what I'm saying? For the mixtape release party. I just bought a couple of skits. I got some new music from the mixtape, man. So we got a little bit of everybody. So real quick, I want to introduce the panel for tonight. And we're going to start off ladies first. Vice President and co-host of Grind Hard Radio, Miss Chief. She's on the panel. Sis, how you feeling tonight?
Hey, everyone. It's your girl, Miss Chief. You are now tuned in to a special episode, Grind Hard Radio and Take Off presents Larry King Mixtape Release Party. So you know we about to turn it up. Hosted by DJ Face Mob. Shout out to all my family out there, my Grind Hard Radio Network family and affiliates. Shout out to all the listeners. I'm in that 619 building, and I'm ready to get it lit. Let's get it lit for
that
this.
619. Let's get it lit for this. I like that. They might need a hashtag. Let's get it lit with this. That's
no doubt.
All right, next up on the channel is
the
president
and
host of Ground Hard Radio. We got Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob, in the building. How you feeling tonight, big bro?
Hey, you already know what it is. The Black Larry King.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Yo, I'm so excited about this mixtape about to drop. Everybody don't know. Hey, here, I'm going to just let you tell them at the end of the show, or they might not even realize that you're making history, because I never heard a mixtape. I ain't even gonna waste it.
No,
this
you
is
good. Hey, I got a question before you. Before we get into everything, no, so you good? But I want you to hold that thought, bro. I got you. Cause you know better than any motherfucker about it. Like I would have got to work with Carter on
this
project.
It's full of good music, hot music. But the skits, y'all, it's something new, and Jit brought it back. So I just want to salute you for bringing the trends back in the 2017 era.
Salute.
And not
motivation.
Step up and take another chance and do you, man. I'm proud of you, man. I'm just glad
appreciate that, bro.
Part of
yes.
it. You know what I'm saying? Grind or die. You know what I'm
Grind
saying? Team in the building. Let's turn it up.
You
Black
did?
Larry
All right. 100. All right, we got one more person on the panel, y'all. And let me tell you something. He don't make that many appearances, but he here tonight. For the motherfucking Black Larry King, we do have the executive producer of the Ground Hard Radio Network, Mr. Charles Bellinger, in the building.
Salute.
What it do, big bro?
Hey.
Turn up,
big bro. I just want to say that I am honored to be in the presence of you guys, the legendary Miss Chief and Carter Mafioso.
Salute, brother.
And the president of Jit Chronicles on a special occasion. Thank you all for accepting me here, and I appreciate it.
That's what's up.
Oh,
that's what's
love
up.
Love you, brother. Grind
well, look,
and
die. I had to pick this panel because we the executive team. So I'm going to just tell y'all that right now. You know, we behind the scenes folks, you know, so I felt like it was only like right that I got y'all on, man.
Wow.
And just like I've been telling everybody all day, I want honest opinions. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what y'all really feel about the mixtape. I'm definitely excited about it. Tape Sauce, make sure you check out tapesauce.com right
Saucy.
Now, man. Salute to DX Media, Pinafore. Doing all that shit. Beat Fellas, all that. That's going to be on the mixtape.
Yeah.
Real quick, I just want to let the folks know some of the tracks that's going to be on there. It's going to be Carter Mafioso. We got Miss Chiefs and Problems. We got Trigger on the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Young Nod. Let me tell y'all something. Bro, it was his birthday. Gave me an exclusive track on his motherfucking birthday. You know nigga want to turn up on your birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's love.
The studio. Fresh, clean track. We're going to debut that tonight, too. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot, man. So make sure y'all go to tapesauce.com tonight at midnight and check it out. Before we start previewing some things, I want to throw up the Carter Mafioso. I want to just put this out there. I really work with bro on a capacity. I almost felt like a fucking artist. And one thing that I can say about bro, he's fucking professional. You understand what I'm saying? And bro, I appreciate you. For allow me to have creative control. You understand what I'm saying? And bro was like, hey, if there's anything you need, fix. You know what I'm saying? If it was any wisdom or advice that he could give me, he gave it to me. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
I really want to say, like, bro was the mastermind behind this motherfucking mixtape. So, bro, I got to give you
DJ
a round of applause
Mob.
For that because you worked your ass off in a little bit of time that we had to do this. You know what I'm saying? So, salute, bro. I love you for that.
Salute, but I'm gonna say I wasn't the mastermind behind the mixtape. You was the mastermind behind the mixtape. I went off of your energy, you know. Basically, what I did was just paint your vision, brought your vision to life. All that was
you did.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? And only thing I did was just, you know, stayed on you and cleared all the doubts. Because you know what I'm saying? You was like, you know, I wonder if I can do this. I wonder, and you did it. I ain't taking no credit for none of this shit. You did this shit. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Love.
I went off of your lead. That's why I sent you everything and let you put everything together. You know, only thing I did was put the voices together. You know what I'm saying? This all shit.
Exactly.
I ain't taking no credit for none of this. This you, girl.
Hey, well,
salute.
I tell you what, it was a challenge for me, y'all. You know, it was a challenge.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, I pushed him. I got cussed out in the process.
You know,
he was edgy.
I ain't let off ball. You know, because you know, because just like I do with, you know, my artists, you know, here, you know what I'm saying? This you. I don't care if you goddamn got to go to school. You better multitask. This you. I ain't got no extra work. Hell no. We got dates to deadline. Whoever don't make it, you know what I'm saying? They gonna have to catch volume two. But yeah, you did this dick. It's crazy.
That's what's up.
I'm cracking up. I ain't know the nigga gonna tell the whole story. You tell the folks. I couldn't be
No, I can just imagine.
Well, you know, because everybody was like, hey, you gonna rap. You know, people thought I was rapping, and I was like, no, it's my chance to kind of get my comedy off. And mind y'all, I'm not a comedian. Never claimed to be, you know, because I'm not trying to offend the comedians, you know what I'm saying? But I do think I'm a funny motherfucking person, you know what I'm saying? I can hit you with a joke or a line here and there. And I was like, why not take it there? Because as funny as I wanted the skits to be, y'all, like, I talked about everyday relevant factual shit on this mixtape, and I just found a way to make it funny. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely gotta say that.
You want something new? Yeah, that's you want something new. I think it should be more volume.
Yeah,
I agree.
Spoil the surprise too, y'all. Yo, this is another thing, y'all. I was laughing my ass off the whole time. Yo,
I can't wait.
Yo, this is gonna bring comedy back to the hip hop world like when it started. Who remembers back in the concerts, back in the days when the comedian used to do a little stand up before the artists came out? Remember that?
Yeah.
Open up to them. Hey, gonna be the one to do it, yo. And he is
Let's bring that back, man.
When y'all
that comedy and originality.
You
I think we all need to bring that back to hip hop. That's real.
Hey, yeah, up there with David Chappelle and all of them. Hey, salute, bro.
Now that's
I can't wait.
All right. That's what's up. Okay, so look, we got a Q&A coming up with the panel, man. But, you know, I want to get into some of these hot tracks. I'm also going to put a skit out there, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to start it off. This track will definitely be on the motherfucking Black Larry King mixtape, dropping in just about 3 more hours. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you're on the West Coast, it's going to take a little longer, but you can get it. Make sure y'all can get it, man. It's Beat Shop, Team Beat Shop, Miss Chief, Problems,
Salute.
Black Larry King, Boom Boom.
The Black Larry King.
Catch you with the reefie. I be under palm smoking in my teepee. Pouring smoke bombs so haters don't see me. Keep calm, sticky dough, eyes kinky. It'll cost though, about $1.50. That's much more than your face, Cindy. My phone lines, they say I'm busy. I keep them busy like sipping on a guinea. They see me feeling my giddy. So I chill like it's summertime and chilly. I stay away from fake ones on that gimme. Put their hands out, lipping like Blue Millie. But I got rider, sure they come with me. Nothing we ever do consider mini. Your stepma, burping all these creamy. I got the mute on running like a Hemi. Which one want it? Y'all come see me. I'm slinging tongue pow, I got 10 freebies. I'm 10 checking all of them tinnies. I never said I come to you friendly. I take heads off like King Henry. My boys got stars, yeah, they killed many. I got boys, yes, I got plenty. They bust out just like confetti. And I'm cooking noodles like spaghetti. When I'm done, they stomach kinda heavy. Switched up Chevy, you're never ready. I'm at the finish line already. With sweaty palm for swinging this machete. It's nothing though, just trying to keep it petty. I write swift ones, all things steady. I'm a coming gun and I always stay ready. Woo!
Yeah, yeah. Boom, boom. Yeah. Boom, boom. Problem. Boom, boom. Yeah, sometimes that's what you need. Boom, boom. Yeah, boom, boom. That's all I'm saying is boom, boom. But check me out though, here we go. Yeah, I'm problems, Mr. Mind a Menace. Those problems, look me up in the Guinness. I'm a stylish dude, but I don't do vintage. It's a privilege if you ever had to address your boy. I'm a civil, cause mad haters get left destroyed. that's destruction plus. Every thought eliminated within a 10-mile radius. Hey, I rap thickly, I roll the raps quickly. Put you with my bars while yours be all iffy. It's a million stars, I wanna be treated differently. Like I'm a quasar, that should've been an epiphany. Wait, hold up, come back down to earth. Because the crew that you be on ain't worth a pound of dirt. He's no quitter, really go figure. I am king of the jungle, still the black gorilla. My crew need muzzles, every bar killer. Footprints hella big and y'all can never feel him. Larger than life, the rap Godzilla. He got bars and stripes and y'all not feeling me. Outside of the game, I can never allow that. To sit quiet in a spot where they hella be loud at. That's me in the front, wherever they crowd at. And I don't need a gun to make a hey nigga fall back. I can't feel your pain. Might be the same color, but we don't act the same. Sometimes that's all you gotta say is boom, boom.
The Black Lair King.
Let's talk about hypocrites, y'all. Let's talk about these hypocritical motherfuckers that's always walking around judging you, nose all turned up, face all balled up. You know, you gotta watch these motherfuckers. Hypocrites are the type of people that hit you with some shit like, well, the Lord told me to tell you, and it was on my spirit. Bitch, one shit on your spirit, because the Lord couldn't possibly tell you no shit like that with all the scheming and scamming that you be doing. You understand what I'm saying, man? You gotta watch out for these motherfucking hypocrites. Bitch be throwing that ass in a circle on Saturday, but it's praise Jesus on Sunday. Niggas, y'all be beating hoes all week, pimping hoes all week, but it's praise Jesus on Sunday, man. You gotta watch out for these motherfucking hypocrites. Let me tell you something. I dated a chick one time, and this bitch decided to wear her stripper outfit to the church. I said, bitch, unless you plan on throwing that ass in a circle for Jesus, you might want to change that thought. Stop the fucking. It's the Black Larry King, baby.
DJ Mob. Ooh, now that was one of the tips right there. That's how we keep it real. Black Larry King, man. I can't wait till y'all hear this mixtape. It's more.
That
you know
was
what I'm saying? But, Pamela, yeah. What y'all thinking? Miss Chief, what's your thoughts on it?
Oh, I love that. I love that, because you know what? It reminds me of when I used to work in an emergency room, and to calm down, to calm down from a 12-hour shift, I used to listen to the comedy show on XM, and that's what it reminds me of. Like, you are good. You are really, really good.
I appreciate that.
It'll make you listen to a whole, I'm telling you, them skits is going to make somebody listen to a whole CD. You know, people skip through stuff, but they'll listen to everything. Yeah, I like that.
Hey, sis, you on it, sis. And I told him, I said, he cut it short. I said, send me about 4 more of them shit. Because I was
having fun.
You know, but yeah.
With the Pac-Man, hey. I heard the
Hey.
Oh, my God. That was funny. Hey. That was funny.
Yeah,
I love that.
You
get an A-plus for me.
I appreciate that. And you know what, team? You know, attention spans ain't that long these days, you know, so I didn't want to be so long with the comedy, but just hearing y'all saying, like, hey, could have sung before more, or you could have went a little longer.
But no,
you know what?
It was enough, because you know how, like, Ricky Smiley do them quick, fast, you know, and he throw it out there, and then he go to something else. It's just enough to make him come back for more.
Right. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, so team, I'm ready to get into this Q&A. Keep in mind, we do got callers on the line. We're going to get to y'all. If y'all want to ask me some questions, and it don't just have to be about the Black Larry King mixtape, y'all know we have an all-new season of Grind Hard Radio starting this Tuesday, season 28, man. So if you want to know what's going to be going on, what's going to be going now, you can definitely talk about that too. But I am going to turn it over to the panel. Miss Chief, I'm going to turn the floor over to you, baby. Anything you want to ask me, you know, whatever. I'm ready.
We know this is your first album out. And I know there are some artists that are out there, you know, when you think about first album, you think, oh my gosh, I want this to be perfect. Will they like it? Did I do too much? Did I do too little? Tell us the feelings and the anxiety that you have, and give some encouragement to these artists out there that might be going through the same thing you're going through.
Oh, I love that. What's this? I can say it like this. It was because, again, you know, the first thing when I said I was putting out a mixtape, everybody just immediately assumed, oh, this nigga finna start rapping now. And I was like, no, I'm not rapping. I'm gonna let the rappers be the rappers.
How many times you had to answer that?
Yeah, I'm gonna let them do their part. But, you know, I wanted to kind of bring my comedy game to the table, you know, because I think I'm a funny person. Now, can I get up in front of a fucking audience? You know what I'm saying? Maybe not. Not maybe at this point right here, you know what I'm saying? But it's something that I can build on. You know, I say a lot of funny shit on Grind Hard Radio. I put the catchphrases on the T-shirt. So why not make this be the next step? You know what I'm saying? And I love a challenge because I didn't think it was going to be that funny. You know what I'm saying? But when Carter was like, nigga, you going to be held on this mixtape, I was like, okay, I might just got something. So my advice would be, don't never let a motherfucker tell you what you cannot do. You cannot let a motherfucker do that to you. You understand what I'm saying? Because a nigga like you telling me what I can't do, and I promise you, I'm going to show you that I'm going to do it now. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because now I got a real reason to do it. I got something to prove. You know, so, sis, it was challenging, but working with Carter, and I got to say this man kept it so motherfucking professional. You know what I'm saying? Like, we work on Grind Hard Radio every fucking day. But I felt that we was working, like, in a whole nother different fucking capacity. You know, so, bro guided me along, man, and he was like, you got this. Don't worry. Don't sweat it. Do you? You know what I'm saying? So that's the best I can say. Even if I did answer that question, I don't even know if I answered your question.
You did. I got a second part to it, too. And this is for both you and Carter Mafioso, okay? So so technically, Carter, you are the executive, like, producer of this album. And you have an artist who has all these ideas that they want to put in a small capacity project. Both of you guys tell me, what were the most challenging issues? Because, you know, you got so much material, you don't want to leave out nothing, you don't want to make nobody mad, you want to, you know, please people, but you also want a good project. So what were the challenges that you had? The
you want me to go
artists,
first?
You know?
First.
Yeah, bro. Well,
that's for me?
That
was mine, ain't it, Queen?
Yeah, you can.
Both you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, the challenging part, okay, well, the most challenging part for me was sending the stuff back, because Jit is like a very critique
perfectionist.
And people don't know, it been times when I done dropped theme songs and Jit was like, nah, they ain't gonna get it. Need a little, it's missing.
Oh,
like, you know, he don't just straight shut me down, but he be like, yo, I think it could have been a little long, or I think it could have added such. He'll tell you, you know. And
That was
like my main thing.
But it brought the best out of you.
Right. And another thing too was like getting him to see how I won't say easy, but how it wasn't really complicated. Because, like I said, this is Jit's first project. You know, he didn't have, I won't say he didn't have faith, but he had a lot of doubt. So the first thing I was like, throw that shit out the window. You know, you're going to do this. You do it all the time. You're a DJ. And once I heard it, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Something new back, you know, to the game. And
yeah,
I want you to do, like, you know, I want you to do a skit. Like, with these new mixtapes I got coming up, I want a skit at least on, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
You know,
like
I
a trademark.
On them because I let my nephew, 803, hear it, and he was like, it's funny, but he's saying some real stuff in it.
Yeah.
So, salute, you know what I'm saying? But that was the hardest part, getting to the pink. You know, when I sent it back, because like I said, it was his first thing, and that's another thing I hate doing. when I record artists, and you know, it's different. You wasn't even in the studio with me, but artists that be in the studio, they hear it and they take it home and they be like, "Man, I want to change this. I want." I was like, "Man, you listened to this shit 100 times." You know,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You said told me when I had
me.
It on there before I put that mix down.
You didn't make it complicated, and you know you stuck to the script, and that's why people fall off. They don't stick to the format, you know.
And that's what I was trying to get to. Yeah, because two minds to me work better than one. You know, and
right.
I want to salute you guys for this. It's a big thing when somebody comes out with a project and you want people to be happy for you, like I was saying. You want people to be supportive, and, you know, this is nice. I just heard just a little bit right now, but the skit definitely on point. And you probably would be getting a lot of calls from people to put skits in their mixtape,
yeah,
and
that's
albums
a whole
and everything.
Goal, darling, yeah.
That's another whole. Yeah, that's a whole
jit
another
with the shit,
like
in the skit.
Yeah, jit in the
skit. You did. That's cool.
Okay, I just
want to
tell
up.
You guys, I love y'all, and yes,
love you too,
definitely
too,
support
shit.
This project. This is a hot one.
That's what's up,
Larry
thank you.
King, Black Larry King.
Yeah, I love that. That's what's up, like Larry King.
King.
All right. We're going to throw it to the motherfucking EP, our executive producer, Mr. Charles Bellinger. You got
yeah.
any questions for the program?
I really enjoyed it. Like Ms. Chief was saying, that everything you were talking about is things that we're going through today, which makes it more funny because people can relate to what you're saying. And, you know, salute to Carter, too, boy, because, you know, I heard the before rough draft with you know, letting me.
Oh, so you heard all, yeah.
I heard everything, and how Carter, you know, put his you know, his bells and whistles on. Everything came together perfectly, and that was you know, very promising.
Salute.
But I also have another question, Jit. What can we expect in the next season coming up at Reinhardt Radio?
Oh shit! Okay,
hey.
I like that one. Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah.
It's pretty much the same thing. But look, I do want to say this: we got some new people coming on the show. We got H.R. Smith, who is a published motherfucking author.
Hey.
We got Sade Curry, who is a credit agent, coming upon the show. You know, and we're all business owners on this show. We all do our own thing, you know. So
no doubt.
I'm glad to have those people come on the show because it shows you that you don't just have to be an artist. You don't have to just be a DJ. You don't have to be in the music. You know, if you grind hard, you grind hard. Let's see what you can bring to the table. So I want to just say, look out for us. We got some good new people coming on this season, you know, just to kind of liven things up a little bit. It's always good when we get some new blood, you know. So we're going to have the hottest of the hottest guests. We're going to raise awareness like we do every season. We're going to turn up. But be on the lookout for some of the new cast members that's coming on. Your boy Peter Lay the Boss going to be on that thing.
Salute.
Dope-ass music is coming back. You know, so... It's going to be an all-star
Don
season.
Don
Dutchess
is co-hosting.
I can say. Don Dutchess, this is definitely the all-star season.
No
definitely.
Doubt.
The who's coming back.
Salute, too.
We're going to be lit.
Charles
Bellinger,
too.
Oh, appreciate
that.
Salute to you. Boss man.
That's what's up.
DJ Face Mob. I know you got something funny, bro, because I took you through hell for these last 2 weeks. I just want to say, and I apologize, sir, you know, but the train has got to the station.
Hey,
he understands.
That's what behind the sky is.
People
don't know, like, behind the scenes, like, amongst our real jobs and family and kids.
School
just kind of lives, period. It's a lot, you know. And for us to take time to want to please other people, you know, to help make their day less stressful when they hear something good, you know, that's a good thing. But my question for you, I got like, I think I'm going to hit you with three questions. And my last one, I want you to spit some bars. Like, I just...
You know that's...
You're going to have to get with one of them real skits live.
Yeah, I'm going to need practice on that.
I ain't quite ready to the curve, boss.
Yeah.
First question. What made you want to do a mixtape?
Okay, that's a cool thing. So, I'm looking at y'all drop mixtapes, projects, and I was like, how do I get my comedy skits out there? Because, you know, let's keep it 100. I'm a real nigga. I grind hard. I struggle just like everybody else. So, I can't book a show at the Florida Theater and do my stand-up. So, I said, how can I do something that's going to be effective, but not really cost me that much? And I looked at the mixtapes. Do your shit in mixtape form. Give them the rappers. Smart. Give them the music. You know what I'm saying? But create a new avenue. Create a new genre. So that's what I was trying to explain to folks. Like, I'm doing comedy skits, but it's going to be in mixtape form. You know what I'm saying? Because
in reality.
That's what's hot right now. You know what I'm saying? Tape sauce. That's what's hot right now. That pill. That's what's hot right now. So for me, y'all, it was just looking, saying, like, hey, what the fuck can I do next? Because y'all know me, I'm the type of person, I want to keep the hustles going. I'm going to keep them going. You understand what I'm saying? So I said, what can I do next that could be a challenge for me? And it was this mixtape. And then I'm already getting love. Motherfuckers saying, well, when can we get Black Larry King 2? And I'm like, well, damn, let's get one out. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's good.
So that's the whole reason what made me do a mixtape, bro. I wanted to do something that you know, get on the young folks level a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I still got it. You know, I'm getting a little older, you know what I'm saying? But shit, you know, I'm like fine wine, so, you know, it is what it is.
No doubt.
And
got to keep up with the young folks.
I play our stuff in the barbershop, you know, I keep them in tune, and they own that shit. See, my thing is, I'm going to say this one thing, too. When it comes with sound is a vibration. Anytime you go to church, Christmas time, a parade or anything, you got music. So people vibe off of sound. And if you're saying something good and they can feel what you're saying, that's what that vibration is. It's good energy. So what I want to say is everybody feel you. So it ain't about the age. It's about what you present. You know what I'm saying? So
I appreciate that.
And you still swagging.
No doubt, you know.
I appreciate that too, because on Graves don't let me do it sometimes. You know, they do.
And the thing too, like, I don't, you know, I've been in this game for a long time, and I don't think you know all your, I think you just think you're a radio host. I don't actually think that you're a manager, you're a DJ, you're a promoter, you're an advertiser. The list goes fucking on, and I'm talking about in this music business, because even though we got our own shit, you are boss too. You see what I'm saying? It's hard to be a boss. Even though we bosses of our own shit, it's hard to be a boss's boss.
And to a boss of a boss.
And to maintain.
And it's like, and it's like, you know, to keep everybody at peace, very hard. So I want to know, like, how did you, without all the talk, the advice from Charles B, Sears, your family, we don't know, telling you, you know, we hear anything, but, you know, people done told us a lot of shit, but we probably didn't have the shit that we done, you know, somebody told us.
Right.
I want to know, how was you able, from the start of Grind Hard Radio to now, to just maintain through all of it? Because it ain't easy. It's not easy. I know I call G all the fucking time. Man, I just had to get rid of this bitch. Damn, this shit ain't going right. And it's very fucking, it make you quit. You see what I'm saying?
It's hard.
You ain't even an artist. And, you know, for like, say like, you know, I can imagine all the artists you done went through that said this, or they was gonna do that, and they did this. And put it like this, I know a lot of people left you hanging, and a lot of people left me hanging, and, you know, I know how I made it through it, but I want to know how did you, you know, how you keep going?
How I keep maintaining. You know, I'm gonna say it like this, bro. The majority of it comes because I still love what I do. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I would be lying. Like, I just booked the interview with Indie Grind Plus yesterday for the 4th of mm-hmm. June. You know what I'm saying? So I love
that's
what
big.
The fuck that I do. Now, do it get hard sometimes? Of course it does. But I look at it like this. We got folks dying every fucking day. We, our own family
right.
members. You know, life is too short to be holding on to some shit. So, yeah, it be mad day. You be mad. You be cussing the motherfucker out. You be killing them on social media. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
all about coming together and building a brotherhood and a sisterhood. And that's one thing
mm-hmm.
I got to say about Grind Hard Radio. Niggas can
mm-hmm.
say, what the fuck? Oh, they ratchet, they this and that. But we have shown folks time and time again that black people can come together and work
mm-hmm.
in motherfucking unity. Okay, sometimes
mm-hmm.
we might got an issue with a motherfucker. We might want to check a motherfucker, whatever the case may be. But we handle
mm-hmm.
our shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's
yeah.
what keeps me maintaining. Like, folks depend on Grind Hard Radio. They
we are the urban reality. Yeah, we are the urban
doubt.
Reality.
That's a good analogy.
No
good urban reality. This shit gonna
yeah.
go down in pop culture history. That I promise.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so I
no
just
doubt.
Maintain the brotherhood and the sisterhood.
My last question for you is since you done brought comedy back to the hip hop world, will there be more comedy on Grind Hard Radio as far as like guests, co-hosts, or
mm-hmm.
you? You know,
mm-hmm.
would you start doing skits in Grind Hard Radio like for a segment? I mean, I just want to know, is this going to be for the Black Larry King, or is you got to take this shit and run with it?
Now, hey, look, hey, y'all know me. I love a check now, and I love the spotlight too. So, I'm going to get mine. But see, Carter, you did say a good thing, man, because I've had a person, actually, just KP, he suggested to me a couple of years ago, bro, we maybe should get a comedian on the show. You know what I'm saying? Because I think to a certain extent, all of us have our funny moments on the show. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
of course, I would
yeah.
love to open up that lane for Grind Hard Radio for comedians. I think we need
oh,
more
yeah.
comedians on the show, y'all. You know, whether
yeah.
it's a guest, whether it's a co-host, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's a nigga behind the scenes, like, let's open that lane up. So, absolutely, bro.
Yeah.
And if y'all fucking with my mixtape the way I need y'all to, it definitely be a Black Larry King, too. I promise you that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I
yeah.
Got
hey.
Of
no
that's
doubt.
Awesome.
What I have for you, bro, I'm proud of you. I'm glad.
Appreciate it.
Part of this, and yeah, it will be so. It's gonna be a couple volumes after this, cause like I said, I heard, you know, you just gave him a teaser, but this shit is, you know, with the music and you. It's but see, at the end of the day, with all the music on it, it's still you. Like people
mm-hmm.
gonna hear you the most. You feel what I'm saying? And that's
mm-hmm.
exactly.
that's a job well done. You know,
creating
what I'm saying?
Another poem,
so,
baby.
I'm glad
mm-hmm.
to work with you. I can work with you. I can see how, you know, you a boss, man. Just keep doing your thing, man. I got your back, too.
Hey, I love you.
Me,
that,
too.
Check
down.
I love y'all, niggas.
My.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take it to the phone lines, you know what I'm saying? Keep in mind that we do. We're going to throw some more skits on. We're going to throw one more skits on, and I want to hit y'all with some more bangers, because I can't give y'all all the skits. You got to go to tapesauce.com at midnight to get that shit. But right now, we're going to take it to this rock with this. We got Young Nah in the motherfucking building. Mr.
Hey.
D. Rock with
hey.
What is
birthday
for?
What's happening? We ain't here.
What's
no
happening?
What's up with you?
Nah, Black.
You already know, man.
My
Black,
my brother.
No, I gotta
yeah.
told you know what I'm saying? I told the folks, man, your birthday, you was laying a track for me. You know, like, that's
what
I love. So,
yeah.
I appreciate that. And we got some new content.
Word up, man.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you already know, man. Like, you family. Now, man, if I wasn't going to get it done for nobody else, I had to get it done for my bro, man. Like, he
yeah.
called me.
Luke.
Like, because Jit called me, like, last week. And he like, yo, nah. He like, I definitely want you on the, I want you on the mixtape, man. He like, I don't want to use none old. Let me, like, nah, man, like, you got something
yeah.
new for me. And I ain't
yeah.
really been doing too much music lately. So I'm like,
but
right,
he got
me,
you out there.
Me.
Yeah.
I literally wrote and recorded that joint specifically for Jit. Know what I mean? So
that's my
brother. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I do. I got you, man. You already know.
That's
I appreciate you, bro. I definitely appreciate that. And, nah, hey, you got a question for me, man? You can throw that out there. We are actually going to play your new single on the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely on the motherfucking mixtape. So we got that.
Listen, man, I just can't wait. I just can't wait to hear the rest of the mixtape, man. Like, real rap. Like, I'm going to bump that thing. Like, I can't wait.
You did? All right, so we got Nahi.
I'm hyped.
Black
Larry King.
Yeah, he going to kick it with us tonight, man. We're going to keep it moving.
Word up.
The switchboard's lit up, man. I mean, hey, and salute to every motherfucking body who supports Grind Hard Radio, because y'all don't give a fuck what night of the week that we come on, y'all still here for it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
salute.
Right.
We're going to take it to the 803. There's no need to call out this number because we got Mr. Dave live in the motherfucking building. What it do?
Salute.
Yo, what up, nigga? What up, nigga?
What's up?
What's good?
What's up? What up, man?
What's
Black
up?
Larry King, motherfucker.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Black Larry King,
King,
man.
You
Black
did?
Nigga
yeah.
Network, man. Yeah.
For the fucking Black man, nigga. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. What's good, man?
Hey, we in this thing.
What's up?
You know
hey,
it,
hey, what's
man.
Good with you, Mr. Dave? Any
man.
Questions for me? Any questions about
man,
Grand Hard Radio new season?
No.
Got the microphone.
Man, I just been chilling, man. Taking it easy, man. Staying out of trouble, man. That's it. Ain't nothing to it, man.
That's what's up.
He been
That's
working
what it is.
Too, y'all. Don't let him tell you no lie now. He been working.
Oh, he being modest, huh?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't be modest, man. I just be straight up, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I'm
say
it.
I'm
saying
we got a GHR TV
too.
Promo coming out tonight. With
oh. Okay. Did you get to hear that Larry King skit that just was on? Was you online? Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it yet. I know it's probably dope though.
Okay, so make sure you stay online so you can get a bar of this mixtape. It's lit.
Get these bars.
No doubt.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right. So, Mr. Dave, we're gonna leave you queued in, man. We're gonna keep it moving on the phone lines. You're going to take it to the tape number. No need to call out this motherfucker. Hey, y'all make sure y'all press one. Y'all ain't got to just sit and listen. Press one on that goddamn thing.
Press
we got
one.
Mr. T No Filter in the building. Dope-ass
Uh-oh.
Music. Live and in
the
field.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going
Bay
on?
Fresh.
What's going on? Hey, the Black Larry
Fortune.
King, man. You said Miss T.
We
got
up,
my brother Kai the Mafioso in this BZ.
My.
Say, nah, Black. I'm feeling some kind of way because this nigga Nah Black got exclusive music, man. I'm like, oh shit.
Hey. I can see you smiling.
Fire.
Yeah, and I heard it before you, though. Nah.
Oh shit.
And that nigga heard it before you.
Nah, man. He brought me out, man. He brought me out. He brought me out of retirement, man. It feels good to be back.
Yeah.
Not only giving niggas, because you know, for the longest time, I was giving niggas just hooks. I mean, a couple verses here and there. I gave Jit hooks and three verses, and I made the beat. I went hard.
So he brought that fire back.
Yeah,
he brought that fire back. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Not acting real light skin right now. I've been acting for a first round or a half a decade. Acting real light skin right now, man.
So, no, what's good with you? I know you have some fuckery for me because that's what you're wearing. But, I had to get you before you get me, bro.
Hey, nah, but. I'm really excited. I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? Make sure, of course, you know, you put it on my page, the Tape Sauce link, so that way I can make sure I share it so let everybody know. I'm going to download it. Shout out to my man, Just KP. I got exclusive Just KP. Now what?
I heard it. That's what's up. Hey, now, don't come with that shit on my mixtape part, now, nigga. I don't like the exclusive Just KP shit. It's my life. Support me, nigga. Nah, we love KP. You know what I'm saying? Dope Track 1993 is on the mixtape. I wanted to say something, too, because we got a lot of callers on there.
No doubt.
Nigga, you better press one, nigga. Press motherfucking one, you country motherfucker. Dope Ass Music. Dope Ass Music gonna be on the mixtape, and I wanted to tell y'all something real quick. The mixtape is actually out right now for a limited time. I'm leaking it right now. You can go to tapesauce.com, and pop up the Black Larry King if you want to hear the whole mixtape, man. Why this telecast on? Because that bitch dropping that midnight. You know what I'm saying? So check me out.
Did
you have
too,
a question
dope.
For me? Or we going to keep it moving? Or what's up with you?
I got to ask you a question. Because, you know, you real calm, collective, you know, professional on grind hard. You know, you real business casual on grind hard. Because from that skit, I don't know, I might have to look at you a little bit differently now, shit.
Well, nigga, I work with your flow, so you should already know, nigga. I bought the Blow Radio mentality to the mixtape, though. I bought that.
When are you coming out with a song, Jit? When you coming out with a song?
You know what?
So,
that's what's so funny. Everybody keeps asking me that, and I do, and I told Carter this the other night. Even though I don't claim to be a rapper, you know, because then rappers have a problem with me. I don't claim to be a DJ because I don't want the DJs to have a problem with me. You know, I can rap because I can do any fucking thing that I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
But that's
I told Carter the other
about.
Night.
Do that shit.
When people keep asking you that, maybe they might be on to something. So maybe that's something that I might entertain.
Yeah.
You never know when that could come out, bro. I could be
do
on
that.
Idol tomorrow, nigga.
Do that.
That's the reason why I say it. If you love, because the fact that you love music so much and you love hip hop so much, as long as you love it and you have a passion for it, don't think that we're going to be like, oh, Jit's not lyrical, or did you hear them whack ass bars Jit said? If you make a good quality song, that's all that matters.
Right.
I appreciate that advice, bro. And that's real nigga shit, because I was talking to Carter the same thing with the comedy. That was my main concern about the whole mixtape. Maybe I'm not too funny enough. Maybe I might offend a motherfucker when I say this. And bro was just like, go for what the fuck you know. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I appreciate that coming from you, dope. You know what I'm saying? Because you a dope ass artist. You know, so I definitely appreciate jewels like that coming from you. But hey, you never know.
I
might
do
even be on a song.
Well, I'm gonna fall back and enjoy the rest of the show. Go ahead and let Jit.
All right.
You know,
and
see,
we might go on overtime just a little bit. You know, the show was only an hour tonight, even though Carter said, nigga, it should have been an hour and 30 minutes, but we're gonna keep it moving. We're going to overtime a little bit. Take it to the phone lines because this nigga pressed one. I had to make sure I ain't skip nobody, y'all. We got our resident DJ Sergeant Rock live in the motherfucking
DJ
building.
DJ Sergeant Rock.
Rasheen, nigga, you better press one if you can, nigga. Press one. Go ahead, Rock. I'm calling everybody out.
Hey,
I call him by a real name.
<your black.
laughs> You killing me with all this. Hey, if you want to talk, you can press one, motherfucker. Goddamn, why we got to call the number? Shit.
If
hey.
You can. Yeah. What's good, my favorite motherfucking DJ? What's good, baby?
Hey, man, look, man, I just had to call in, man, to show some love, man, because where I'm at, I got kind of caught up in the business meeting, and the time kind of went, and I looked at the clock.
All
I said, oh, shit, I got to holler at my nigga Jit, you know what I'm saying?
That's
before
right.
This Black Larry King mixtape, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And look, this for the record, I'm saying this on the air right now, you understand
Uh-oh.
Me? Grind Hard Radio, we run the motherfucking matrix around this black-ass bitch.
Fact.
You understand me? And I dare a motherfucker to say something about it. You know what I'm talking about? Because Jit Chronicles is the best number one boss in the business. You understand
me?
And I'm supporting the Black Larry King. I didn't get a chance to hear nothing because the business meeting that I had, we trying to plan this big-ass blues show like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months from now. And I was, you know, rocking with the people, you know, with the business management and all that, trying to make sure all this shit go right down here. But that's the only reason why I missed out. But I'm definitely going to let my data kick back in, and I'm going to hit that Larry King mixtape, and I'm going to listen to that bitch. Because the way y'all talking about his skits, and he hollering about is he funny enough and all this old shit. Now, see, one thing I do know about
you
got to
hear it.
Look, I believe it because I've been waiting on it just like everybody else been waiting on it. But one thing I can say about Jit, man, he know how to crack a funny when he want to. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all were tripping off of whatever was going on the night that I missed, I know this Black Larry King mixtape got to
be. We got some old too coming
out,
bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I got to give a special shout out to my big dog, DJ Face Mob. AKA Carter Mafioso, for fucking with Jit to even just
influence him and just make him want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we need that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, we be sitting around like, what the fuck I'm going to do? And, you know, follow it. Well, fuck it. Let's do this. We're like, wait, is this shit going to work? Man, fuck this shit. Let's just do this shit anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You never know what can happen.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's
and
right.
I'm proud of you, Jit, for even taking a step to do it. Because this some old school back in the day shit. Carter know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know, DJs used to drop albums and compilations way before DJ Khaled and all these DJs, DJs, Rama and all them. They had already been doing that. So, of course, the radio announcers had their little section. And then, you know, the mixtape DJs had their section. So,
Yam was talking about that,
You know what I'm saying? You end up.
Too, Rock. I said, Rock, this is what we used to do back in the days. You about to bring this shit back.
Right,
and that's how DJs introduce new artists into a mainstream song. Yeah, DJ Jim was talking about that. That's how DJ started the mixtape.
Right, and then
y'all got niggas feeling good
by you being who you are. By
I appreciate
you being
that.
Who you are, J.
This
no, listen to me, J. This is different for you because you're not a rapper. You're not a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You just love the fucking music, just like don't say it. If you got a passion about the music and you really love what you're doing, it really don't matter how you do it. Just take a step, you know what I'm saying? You know, step out on faith, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And just do the shit because I'm telling you, it could be the biggest thing since sliced bread for you. It might not mean shit for me if I do some shit like that, but it might be better for you on a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You might get people in the industry to get you to do their shit
that.
On their album.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Like how Chris Rock on the beginning of that song where he, you know, Rick Ross talk about, you know, Birdman and Cash Money and all that. You see how Chris Rock come on that bitch talk that shit? Don't that remind you of when Cat Williams did that for Lil'
Kim? That's what I was
going to
say.
Don't that remind you of everybody else? It's the same thing, G. And you could market that. And that's a real professional marketing tool that you can do.
Motherfucking
you know what I'm saying?
And you
did
at it.
Hey Rock, you remember the comedians used to come on before the rappers in the concerts back in the day?
We used to take comedians on tour just to, you know, loosen up the crowd before, you know, they hear all the rap shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cash Money did it. Death Row
Let's
did
think
it.
About
Everybody
it.
Did it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. So
if you don't do it,
rain.
We don't stalk you. You don't do it.
We gonna, y'all gonna stalk?
He don't stalk you.
Yeah, we gonna
mock
him,
man. You in the premier lane, Jit. You in the premier lane because you ain't scared. No, listen,
yeah,
you in the premier lane because you ain't scared. It's a lot of people out here, radio personalities, you can't get them to do nothing like this. But you ain't scary. You understand me? That's how I know it's gonna work, dog. You know what I'm saying? And the
not
whole team at Ground Hall Radio.
Yeah.
You damn right.
Yeah.
And the whole team of Ground Hard Radio, we promoting this shit. We blasting this shit. And goddamn it, letting everybody know this eyeballs around this ragged ass.
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, team, we in the wind down time, man. We got the track from Nah. You know what I'm saying? I got another skit for y'all. Come back, do our shout outs. We're going to wrap up. I got the outro for y'all. DJ Facebook did that, you know what I'm saying? So, I got you in the building, man. If you want to introduce the track, bro, because like I said, I appreciate you, man. I hope your birthday was everything you wanted, my nigga. Like, I salute you.
No doubt.
That was
happy
real
birthday.
Nigga shit, you know
peace
what I'm saying?
To your
we're
going
to
hit that track
and
then we're going to get into one of my skits. But nah, go ahead and introduce that thing.
Yeah. All right, bet. Yeah, I can introduce that thing, man.
That fire.
It's that new exclusive work off that Black Larry King mixtape from my man Jit Chronicles. This is Nah Black. She think I'm coming back. Team Rock when we work. You already know. Let's get it.
Get it.
Hey.
Black Larry King.
Black Larry King.
We're live with the city's hottest DJ.
She think I'm coming back.
The Black Larry King.
She think I'm coming back.
She think we gon' break up and make up just like we did before.
No.
But this ain't that. I'm done neglecting selects. That's why I won't call back. Watch how I'm moving now.
Yeah.
All that shit you swore I was doing, watch me do it now.
Do it
bet
now.
That lurcher won't go to waste. Through spinning this carousel, gears just think the momentum done in this pendulum. Screaming how you one of a kind, but I ain't tripping none. Cause I love the odds that I'ma run into another you. Cuffed in the day, I knew nigga don't play on. Kill the pussy, tell that nigga hit it through a seance. Knock it off, keep on switching shorty, you volatile. And over time, all them kinds just get piling on. The pro is this, I relish that I ain't stuck. You still in that sunken place, I had enough. I see that your mastery of the game and your sex is your attributes. I could fuck every girl twice and I still ain't coming back to you. Quick change to the plans, I was going down. Last go around, girl, it's over now. Keys on the dresser, all my shit packed. And everything we had is a wrap. She think I'm coming back.
But I'm leaving and I'm never coming back again.
No.
But I'm leaving and I'm never coming
back
again.
She think I'm coming back.
But I'm leaving and I'm never coming back again.
No.
I'm coming back.
The shit that I used to do for her. I put her right in position. I call my sutra. Talking the open air for your thoughts. Ambitions I support. Foundation and laid specs. Yet we still ain't built. There's something up with you. Chose to ignore because I fuck with you. Then in my eyes, you can do no wrong. Killer said I was drawn. Mixed matching high fashions. I made you do it. Retailers and more jealous. Got you fluent. I'm assuming it's a lifestyle. You supposed to ride for a nigga. Instead, you slid on a nigga. You gotta dig. Rockin' with real. That's what it is. Pressure build up the trust. You sold me out in the clutch. Man, I'm too out of touch. Should've expected as much. I heard the rumors and things. I should've kicked it as such. Took a break for a year. Then we back with the shit again. I shouldn't have had no rap for you then. Shorty, welcome to the end. Shorty,
quick change to the plans. I was going down. Last go around. Girl, it's over now. Keys on the dresser. All my shit packed. And everything we had is a wrap. And she think I'm coming back.
Nah.
Never coming back again.
No.
But I'm leaving and I'm never coming
back
again.
She think I'm coming back.
But I'm leaving and I'm never coming back again.
No.
But I'm leaving and I'm never coming back
again. She think I'm coming back.
Yeah.
Is she holding? I hope she in denial. All our differences can't be reconciled. I'm about to celebrate this freedom fam. Don't worry how I swing this dick around, cause I'm dipping now. I'ma hit all the chicks that I passed up. While I continue running this bag up, that's what helped me get past us. I know you not to blame, I stuck around through it all. I've been loyal to a fuck for so long. It's my right to indulge. Sold oats, mint coats, speed boats. Maybe not flossing on that scale, but I'ma do the most. I'm out here pulling the U on you, you can't believe it. Every time I figured how you moving, your route was seen it. We did this back and forth for much too long.
What?
I did the small thing and cut you off.
What?
You think some feelings here to stay, but when we split the day, you taking A1 with you, cause I'm done with you. Quick change to the plans, I was going down. Last go around, cause I'm saying now. Keys on the dresser, all my shit packed. And everything we had is a wrap.
Hold
she
up.
Think I'm coming back.
But I'm leaving and I'm never coming back again.
No.
But I'm leaving and I'm never
no,
coming,
I ain't
back
coming back
again. But I'm leaving and I'm never coming back again.
Hell no.
But I'm leaving and I'm never coming
she
back
think I'm
again.
Coming back.
But I'm leaving and I'm never
no,
coming back again.
No, I ain't coming back, shorty.
But I'm leaving and I'm never
no,
coming
I ain't
back
coming
again.
Back
but
you.
I'm leaving and I'm never coming back
hell
again.
Hell no.
But I'm leaving and I'm never coming
she
back
think
again.
I'm coming back.
Rock with me in this.
Said I'm leaving and I'm never coming back. Said I'm leaving and I'm never coming back again.
The Black Lair King.
Yeah, what up? Gonna die. Team Rocket.
You're live with the city's hottest DJ. DJ.
Y'all wanna know some shit that really bother your boy? Y'all want to know some shit that really irks the fuck out of the Black Larry King, man? We got too many motherfuckers in America that can't speak no English. It's not a motherfucker you can call. It's not a place that you can go. It's not a bitch that you can see. And a motherfucker don't speak no English. You call T-Mobile, nigga don't know no English. You go down to the motherfucking restaurant, bitch can't speak no English. You go to the motherfucking corner store, guess what? This nigga don't know no English. But this nigga all day long, no, I play English, no, I play English, and all that motherfucking shit. Bitch, we don't understand you, nigga. It's called Rosetta Stone. I promise you, you can go to Amazon.com and you can handle that shit. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's a motherfucking epidemic. We should not have this many motherfuckers in the good old USA. And bitch can't speak English. That's fucked up. Now come on, you gotta tighten up. Tell them the Black Larry King said that. And that's some real nigga shit. But watch them though. Watch them when you up in the motherfucking corner store. You ever step behind a motherfucking Mexican? Now this nigga, he all day long, bitch, I don't know English, no Spanish, I don't know no all that motherfucking bullshit, nigga. But when that nigga in line,
getting all on motherfucking El Productos and on Coronas and on motherfucking Cervezas. They speak motherfucking fluid English then. You gotta watch some shit, you know what I'm saying? It's time to wake up. Black Larry King, baby.
You're live with the city's hottest DJ.
That's a real shit.
Yeah, you can go get that right now at tapesauce.com. The Black Larry King, Volume 1, hosted by your boy, DJ Face Mob. Can y'all feel the skit?
Yes.
That's that fun.
They trying to count that money, too.
Hell
yeah.
Hey, man, where's most skits where that came from? More music where that came from, man. Right now, you can go to tapesauce.com. The Black Larry King, Volume 1, man. Make sure you check me out. Make sure you support it. Tell a friend. Text a friend. All that good shit. Share it on fucking social media. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep this movement going, team. I think this was a very motherfucking productive show.
I enjoyed
all y'all who came out tonight. You know what I'm saying? To support me. Like,
congratulations,
it's been a crazy
brother.
2 weeks. Yeah. I can't wait to listen to the whole
shout
mistake,
out.
Though.
What was that?
Go ahead, Carter.
I'm about to
go.
He told me he was in the building. Salute.
What happened,
Carter? I said, shout out to H.R. Smith. He said he was in the building with us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello, brother.
H.R. Smith.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, do that mean he want me to click him in? I didn't see him press one. I thought maybe he was busy or something. I ain't know. We see you.
We're being defiant.
Yeah, he
did that one.
About an hour ago, bro.
But we gonna click him in anyway, goddamn shit.
Right.
We start smoking the motherfucking building. What's up?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, my brother. Brother.
Hey, John.
HR in the building. What's up?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, y'all do hear me, y'all. What's up, man? What's going on?
Oh, there
out
we
here?
Go.
Hey, we in this thing, about ready to get up out of this thing. I just thought you were listening a bit, bro, man. But I see people coming through, too.
Nah, no doubt, man. I'm definitely listening. Yo, congratulations, Jit, on the Black Larry King jump off right there. You know I'm listening to that right there. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
right.
it, bro.
Right.
I definitely want to say shout out to y'all. Shout out to the Grindhouse family once again.
Hello,
and,
brother.
You know what I mean? You know, I'm just listening. I was just enjoying the show, listening to music, listening to y'all talk and everything. I was just listening tonight. You know what I mean? But, yo, I definitely want to say I love to Jit, you know what I mean, for doing this thing. Yo, definitely, You definitely gonna need to come out with a part two to that Larry King jump off. I'm telling you right now. I'm listening.
Oh yeah, he's coming with it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming with it. He's coming with it now. Don't play no games now. It's gonna be a part two by this one.
Yeah,
at this point. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna talk to you after the show. See how I can get that right there. Yeah, definitely. But,
that's what's up.
Everything sounds good. I'm in the building, y'all. I'm just in the building chilling. You know what I mean?
Hey,
all
hello, brother.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Make sure
no
y'all
doubt.
Check out H.R. Smith on the all new season of Grind Hard Radio. Rock,
that's
did
right.
you like the skit, bro? I want to get the opinion of the motherfucking DJ. Did you like the skit, bro?
Man, I loved it, man. And I'm on the other end, like, man, I got to get you to do some skits for my shit. God
man,
damn.
That's what I was thinking.
Put me to work.
Damn, Jit, I ain't know you was like that, bro. Now, look, I know how you are when we talk on the phone, and I know how you are when we on the air, when we, you know, broadcast live. But if that's your normal persona, dude, bro, the shit that I'm jotting down on my paperwork, you going to love to fuck with this shit because you're going
to
make it blow. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Telling you.
Black Larry King, baby.
I'm loving this, man. I'm loving everything,
man. I feel like
man.
The Black Sub-Zero. That's what's up.
Okay.
That's
going to
be your
nickname, a.k.a. the Black Sub-Zero. That's his
black
name, a.k.a. Man. The Black Sub-Zero. He ain't shooting that white ice. He's shooting that black ice at y'all motherfucking ass. You know what I'm talking about?
I like
that.
That
right?
Yeah,
all
right,
man, we're going to get into these shout-outs. I want to also salute once again, man, the executive producer, Mr. Charles Brothers, coming through, kicking it with us, you know what I'm saying, bro? So we're going to start off with you and get some quick shout-outs out there, man. And once again, on behalf of the team, we appreciate you.
Right.
Appreciate that, man.
We love you, man.
Yeah, all day. Salute to the boat.
And for anybody out there in the radio land that don't know what we be doing, when we be doing one-on-one interviews, when we be broadcasting live, dropping mixtapes on tapesauce.com, all that is the setup for the big picture that's coming. You know what I'm saying? Because if anybody thinks
that's
that we ain't finna grind until we die, something is wrong with them. Because
we ain't playing
without nobody's approval. We do this without nobody's acceptance. We do this because we love this. You understand me?
Yeah.
So everybody might as well get ready because we blowing the internet world away with this. You understand me? We ain't playing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
100.
Trio
starts this Tuesday night, the season 28 premiere. Again, shout out to the executive producer, Mr. Charles Bellinger. Y'all get y'all shout outs out there. I don't think Big Cuz got no shout outs. Or do you, Cuz?
Oh, no, I'm good, man. I enjoy
it.
Sign
or die.
Hey, you got his presence tonight, goddammit. That's what's up. The Black Larry King of blaming everybody out. You dig? All right,
that's my queen.
We're going to throw it to the queen, Ms. Chief. Get your shout-outs out there.
Okay. I just want to thank everybody that tuned in to help Grindhard Radio support our brother Jit Chronicles on his new project, the Black Larry King mixtape. Our regular season is scheduled for season 28. It starts May 30th, as Jit said, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 10 p.m. Central Time. Until then, keep grinding, pursuing your dreams. I'm Miss Chief, and you can find me on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, all them good things, Instagram, Miss Chief, M-Z-C-H-I-E-F, and it's Beat Shop, B-E-A-T-S-H-O-P. Holla at your girl.
You did. All right, we're going to throw
Beat
it to the motherfucking
shot.
President and
Beat
the host of Brown Hard Radio. Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob. Turn up for a check.
Yeah, yo, this your boy Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. Face Mob. The Hood Out King. Thank y'all for coming to the show tonight. Salute to the motherfucking boss, G Chronicles.
Yo, love y'all niggas.
Catch us live. We starting season 28, Ground Hard Radio, this
Can't
Tuesday
wait.
After the Black Larry King drop tomorrow. And it's going to be fucking major. We got Not Black back. He got more shit coming. You know, dope ass music. Sergeant Rock. Yo, download this mixtape, Black Larry King. I'm going to just give it all
to
you. Because this is what I'm going to be beating all for probably the next 3 weeks. This shit is like,
let's go.
I want to salute to all the artists who's on the Black Larry King mixtape. It's different listening to music on the radio than, you know, you get, you know, when it's in that damn computer and I'm, you know, I got my headphones on and I'm really listening to it. I got to listen to where I need to put the tags and shit in. So I'm really hearing y'all and, yo, we got a bright future in the rap game. And I salute Young Nile. I mean, Not Black, Part Self, Dope-ass music.
Yeah.
I salute y'all for keeping where I come from still alive. Because this shit on the radio is music. I ain't gonna knock it, but it ain't where I come from and where a million other motherfuckers come from. So don't think hip-hop dead for a chance. Because when you go in the streets, that's where hip-hop at. People tell you about your shit, tell you, you know... They don't really give a fuck if they hurt your feelings. That's what hip-hop. Hip-hop is life. You feel what I'm saying? At the end of the day. So, man, salute to everybody on this mixtape. Salute to Charles Bellinger. He came in the building and snapped and sealed to prove this mixtape. Salute to the other DJ, my brother, big brother, DJ Sergeant Rock up on your block.
Hey.
He's grinding, man, and it's grind or die for life. Shit.
Grind or die.
And you did.
Love you, bro.
And you got to keep this shit going. Why you too long fucking way?
Are we going
to try
it?
Definitely.
For my next two mixtapes, I'm going to drop two. So I'm going to be in here, real soon. I'm going to need that. Back to work.
I'm ready, bro.
Talk to you.
Y'all ready.
Get back to work.
Hey, Carter, look. I just want to say this is my brother, Carter. Look how long it took for you to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? To really just get him.
you just really get fuck with this shit like this. But guess what?
Yeah,
it's gonna pay off because the shit is the shit. I'm telling you. Real talk. I know what it is. Keep doing
that's
it. Jit, you better
that's
not stop, Jit. I wish
yeah,
you would
right
stop, Jit. I'm gonna come to your house.
That's
I'm gonna
come
to your
house. That's why I'm holding
you,
Sergeant Ryan.
Can't stop. Don't stop. All right.
Can't stop.
Walk with me. No, but like, throw yourself out there, big homie.
Listen, man, all I got to say is everybody go grab that the Black Larry King mixtape, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bumping it down on my computer. We in here. I'm about to turn on this this PS4 and go ham and listen to this listen to this mixtape. That's my night, man. Real rap. We
I'm about
in
to
here.
Go get mine,
love
too.
You, 100. That's what's
up.
Love
you already know. Love
that's
you, too, bro.
Salute. All right, before we get to the resident DJ, man, I'm going to take it to the phone lines real quick because it's a Tennessee number. I want to say this is Quita V from Radio Divas.
Hey.
Yay.
Hey, Queen.
Yeah, go ahead and get
the
shout out, baby.
Okay, listen. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trust me,
when Radio Divas comes on, I will be in better position. But right now, we gonna have to be real, bruh. Do any of you realize how difficult it is for me to promote Grind Hard Rate? I mean, look at each and every last one of you people. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, my God.
What?
How can I not be conceited? And then it's like you got me on the chopping block every time. I can't say nothing because, listen, at the end of the day, this is my team. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then what you mean? Listen, oh, my goodness. I really try not to hurt people's feelings. They're not there. It's... Oh, Lord, y'all put a lot of stress on me. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Goodness gracious, can you not be great for like 17 seconds? Hey, I just had to get that off my chest. But no, for real, Black Larry King, listen. Holy shit. I'm rocking with it. And I gotta say, can I be on the table? Because
I
just
like
saying your name. But I mean, I'm
trying
to stay on topic. I'm really trying.
Yeah.
It's hard because it's overwhelming. I'm excited.
Come
like,
on, spit it out, sister. It's a queen.
I don't know.
Right.
Okay, I'm just saying. I know it's a lot going on because you got season 28 coming in. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
You got Radio Divas coming in. You got Mischief and Problems over there just wrecking every freaking thing. Like, I'm not really going to show Love Jones a lot of love because he hurt my feelings when he had that nice picture of the grill. And, you know, it's a funny thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a, so,
I'm
going to get over it in a long time, bro. You feel me? It's all love. We still family. We still fam. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, a lot of tape sausage going on. You know what I'm saying? We got DJ Sergeant Rock. And, oh, my goodness, when I
live
tell you about that perfection, Lord, Miss Chief, get on for it, girl. I don't know what's going on. I'm just saying, he's not responsible for anything that's bound to happen in y'all's future. Don't be trying to listen. And don't come for me, because I ain't got nothing to do with none of that. Nobody has
just
to be doing
you said
all
that.
We're going
to come for you first.
The struggle is real. What can I say? I don't know.
White.
I don't know. I think, you know what? Oh my goodness. Grind Hard needs to get their own condom. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Oh, shit.
You heard it live. You heard it live.
That's a good idea.
I'm
going to need you to call back in 2 days. We're going to continue that conversation.
What?
We're going to continue that conversation on
Tuesday.
Yeah,
Grind Hard making babies.
The air.
We making babies.
Don't worry, girl, you know we got this. You know, we got to be the designers because they don't know what they're talking about. We got this.
That's what's up. We're going to get the grind-a-die condoms now. We're going to get the grind-a-die condoms. Grind.
Crazy.
You got to grind before you die.
I'm telling you, we get on comic book and everything. This is epic here, people. Utilize it.
Either use
and
the grind-a-die condoms or you're going to die.
Days on Grind Hard Radio, and they're coming from way two different spectrums of life, and they're both beautiful. I'm talking about if you're not fucking with Grind Hard, baby. God dang.
That's what's up.
You must be miserable in your life. I don't know what to tell you. That is
You must be
no,
a Bush
all
guard.
Be upset. I would be, yeah, I'm Bush for real. I'd be upset waking up.
You must
up
be
too
a Bush all guard. You a damn fool.
I'm done.
This is the Black Larry King, man. Make sure y'all download my mixtape, The Black Larry King, Volume 1, hosted by DJ Face Mob on Tape Sauce, and that's tapesauce.com. DJ Sergeant Rock, do me the honors, bro. Take us out. Final track of the night. Off the motherfucking exclusive track on the mixtape, man. Call the Mafioso with Mask Off Remix. Rock, take us out this day,
hey,
man. All
right, man, I'm going to do this quick, you know what I'm saying? But first and foremost, I'm going to give a shout-out to the number one boss in the business, the Black Larry King, Jet Chronicles, for taking that step and that leap of faith to just do something, you know what I'm saying, something that you want to do, you know what I'm saying? And that just shows the growth in Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? You got artists that work with you, you got producers that work with you, you got DJs that work with you, you got studios that work with you, you got record labels that work with you, but you never did nothing. So for the simple fact that you took that initial step to do something, you are the only one that get the props tonight. And that's how I'ma end this thing. Workshop for life. We give a flip flappy fuck who hate it. FUM Incorporated, below the level of music, heavyweight management around this raglan ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Curly Q Promotions, Grind Hard Radio Promotions. And that's how we gonna end this thing, man. And I'm at this bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey.
You see? It's the Black
Road
Escape, baby. Mask off.
Yes,
live with the city's hottest DJ, DJ Ma. The Black Larry King, White Drake, Big Blunt, Hood Live, a mob on, White Drake, Big Blunt, a mob on. Thank you.
The Black Larry King. This your boy Jay Chronicles, and thank you for listening to the Black Larry King, the mixtape. Make sure you stream it with Tape Sauce, and that's tapesauce.com. Make sure you check out Ground Hard Radio and Ground Hard Radio Promotions at groundhardradio.com. Shout out to the hottest motherfucking DJ of the South, DJ Face Mob. If you want him to host your next mixtape, make sure you get at him, djfacemob@gmail.com. And if you want the Black Larry King to host your next event, you can get at me via email. That's groundhard904@gmail.com. It's the Black Larry King, baby. Grind or die for life. Mob. The Black Larry King.
Grind Hard Radio, you bastard.